Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brian Shanahan, joined today by Senator Rich Taylor to give us an update from the legislative session in Des Moines. So first question is, can you just kind of give me an update on what you've been working on the last couple of weeks?
Well, one of the biggest ones in our area was the solar bill that Republicans passed that'll limit solar activity for smaller companies, I feel, in our area. And I think eventually it's going to hurt all of our farmers, our homeowners, and everyone else. I just have a feeling that it's not. They say that a lot of people are grandfathered in that already have the solar systems, but I have a feeling that that's the next thing they're going after. It passed through the Senate. And I believe the House has also passed it. I'm not positive of that, but I know that it's through the Senate. And so if the House passed the exact same thing, then it would go to the governor for a signing. And I'm told that she will sign it. So.
Then another issue that's been prevalent here, at least in Washington County, is the weight limit increase on county roads for forestry transportation. Can you give me an update on what that's about and where that's at?
I'm not sure if that's passed in the Senate yet or not. I can't remember for sure, but I'm told that it's going to, that the Republicans already have the votes. That's going to be very, very hurtful to our county roads. I think every Board of Supervisors in the state has signed a resolution to send to us up here at the legislature that this is bad for the counties, it's bad for the county roads, and they're all against it, but I don't think that's going to make a difference to the people that are in charge. I believe that they're going to pass it anyway.
And then another topic that's been prevalent this session is judicial nomination reform. Where is that at in the process?
Yeah, that's still sitting there. It's going to pass. The Republicans have decided that this is the way they need to do it, and I fully believe that they're going to pass that as well. It's really too bad because it's going to make a political process out of picking our judges, and I think that's one area where we really need to keep politics out of.
And then, so at this point in the session, what's been your favorite thing that you've passed or a favorite thing that you've been a part of?
I suppose funding the K-12 education, even though we didn't sufficiently fund it with their allowable growth or supplemental state aid is what it's actually called. We gave it 2%, 2.6% they say, but at least we got it done early. It used to be we had to be a year and a half ahead. Now we only have to be about a year ahead, but it's important to get that done so that our local school boards and superintendents can set their budget. So no matter what it is, even if it is low, at least we got it done fast.
And then just moving forward in the next upcoming weeks, what do you hope to accomplish, or do you have anything on your top on your priority list?
Well, this coming week, I'm hopeful that we pass some funding for mental health in Iowa. We're about as close to dead last in the nation on mental health, especially for children. And I'm hoping that we fund some significant progress on that front. I'm also hoping that we find money to pay our Medicaid providers that are being underpaid in our area or not paid at all. And I'm hoping that we can get something done on that, especially our local hospitals and our nursing homes. Very important that we don't cause these healthcare providers to close down. And that's where we're headed, I'm afraid.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.